This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Paul and Macca here on Saturday Magazine, and we're into the final segment, Macca. We've got our next guest in the studio.
And I'd like you to introduce our next guest, Paul.
I will do. I'm delighted to say we've got Michelle McNamara here. He's the treasurer and chair of Transgender Victoria. And Michelle is an out and proud transgender woman and is also proud to call herself an elder. Has been around for a while and was working with the City of Balnews LGBTIQ plus A Population Committee since 2016, representing the transgender Victorians. Welcome back to Saturday Magazine, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much. A small correction. I chair our Transgender Victoria's Advocacy Committee. Don't chair
the whole of Transgender organization,
thankfully.
It's great to have you back in the studio, and can we just thank the City of Banyul for what they're doing, and you know that clearly Transgender Victoria works with a lot of communities and a lot of groups. I love positive stories. I love positive stories.
There's nothing but good in Banyul. I'm wearing a t-shirt at the moment that says Proud and Diverse, and it's Banyul's t-shirt, and on the back there's a diversity statement which they read out at every council meeting and at every council staff meeting and at every advisory committee meeting. Those councillors, the council staff, and everybody who interacts with Banyul have all drunk the Kool-Aid about diversity and inclusion and are fabulous about including LGBTIQA plus people.
So tell us about the work that Transgender Victoria is doing in Banyul, and particularly this group. I mean, when I saw about this on the show, I thought, oh, God, I'm glad we're talking about this. This is good shit.
Well, we're not really doing any work that, you know, you ask the council for something like an event on Transgender Day of Visibility, which we'll talk about in a second, and they say, you know, how high do you want us to jump? What do you want us to do for you? They bend over backwards and they back it up with council support, council staff. So I'll just jump in with something that's off our agenda, but is really important to me. I'm going this afternoon to sing with a group called Key Change Choir. That's Melbourne's first trans and gender diverse choir. And we're going to sing at a Transgender Day of Visibility event out in Banyul in Stephanie's Cafe in Plenty Road, Rosanna. So it's 115 Lower Plenty Road, Rosanna's the address.
Yep.
And it's from 3 till 6. And it's an event called Alphabet Soup. And it's for trans and gender diverse people and their families and loved ones to come along and to just have a day to celebrate, an afternoon to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility. It's a wonderful organisation. It's been going for quite some time. And Banyul Council's fabulous in providing support. And I've just been sent a beautiful photo of the trans flag cake that's going to be served for afternoon tea. So
singing
any
and
of
cake.
Your listeners
singing.
Can get along, please do so.
Singing and cake. I mean, what could be better?
Oh, indeed, yes. Well, there's a trans violinist going to perform and speak, so that could be better even, yes.
So in terms of you know, we look at the work that Transgender Victoria does, and we see that, you know, communities where they're supported. Do you think that the environment that we're all living in, I still think it's a very positive environment, a very progressive environment, but there's a lot of folk or a lot of groups who oppose the rights and the visibility of trans people. What do you say to them? I know what I say.
Well, I guess it's a really deep question, but I guess I say, you know, get with us. We exist. We're people. We've got human rights. Please respect us. You know, that's please just simply respect us. You may not agree with us, but just respect our right to exist. And so many of those groups who are opposed won't even respect our right to exist. They're in denial about our existence.
Yeah, but in return, they want you to, they wouldn't say this, but they want you to respect their views and who they are, but it's a one-way street.
Hold Michelle back.
I think this is a big and deep deep topic, yeah. but I don't think we've got time to solve the problems of the world as far as trans people go, Macca, unfortunately.
No, but...
As much as I'd love to, I'd like to talk about a couple of other things that we've got going in Banyul in a minute.
Off you go.
You drive. Okay.
No, Michelle, go for it. We're here to talk about... We're here to talk about you.
So the first thing that concerns me is Banyul has... eight different advisory committees. Yep. About six of them are population committees, and they actively, when I say they've drunk the diversity and Kool-Aid, they actively are considering intersectionality at the moment. And one of the intersectionalities that they've thrown up about with consideration is the intersectionality between the LGBTIQA plus population committee and what they call the age-friendly population committee. And age-friendly means that they're trying to support the elders in the community. Yeah. And what's been thrown up is, of course, in the broader elderly community, social isolation is a huge problem, and it leads to all sorts of mental health problems, but also physical health problems and just general malaise. And that's been well recognised by councils and state and federal governments, and hugely supported with lots of different kinds of activities and well supported in Banyul. But of course, our community, the LGBTIQA plus community, particularly the elders, have suffered discrimination and marginalisation and stigma for so long that they're really unable and unwilling to try and access those broader events, particularly where other elders are involved. And dare I say it, a lot of elders sit in the more conservative part of the views of the world. And
well, they would have been the very elders that you'd have been battling against throughout your whole life for the equality that we've sought.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So we feel, and supported by the council and the council staff, that we need a separate group to address that social isolation amongst LGBTIQA plus elders. And we've formed a group and we've started a pilot. The group is called Golden Rainbows, Golden Rainbow, I beg its pardon. And we have kicked it off on the 29th of February with an event with comedian Monica Dollard. And that was nice. That was well attended.
Yeah.
And we're having a regular coffee catch-up every Thursday morning, fortnightly. The next one's on the 11th of April. It's at a place called the For Change Cafe in Belfield, in Daphne Street, Belfield.
I've just got to say, what a fabulous...
You like the name?
Daphne Crescent.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Seriously. You couldn't make that up, could you?
Well, I didn't, so no. It's there. And, you know, these catch-ups, there have been people that have come, but they haven't been fabulously well attended.
Let's make it well attended.
And we're going to persevere. We've got a pilot and we're going to review it at the end of June. It'll continue till then, but we will look at how we might change it. And what I'd love the listeners to do is to email me, and I'm michelle@tgv.org.au, but we'll put that on the website, I assume, with the podcast. And, you know, I'd like to know what listeners think of the idea. What else could we run as terms of events, instead of a coffee catch-up? We are going to run a film afternoon.
They could come to the coffee morning and have a chat to you, Michelle.
Yeah.
They don't have to be in the city of Banyul to come and join the coffee morning.
Yeah, all they have to do is be able to get to Belfield, which is in West Ivanhoe. And, you know, that's...
Daphne Crescent.
Daphne, the beautifully named Daphne Crescent, yes. And 13, unlucky for some, but...
Now, you said quickly, because we don't want to run out of time, there was something else that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, and so please, if listeners could email me about any barriers that they might have to attending, you know, it might be transport.
Yep.
I can do something about helping you overcome those barriers, listeners. The other thing that Banyul's running, and Ida Hobbit Day is coming up in about 6 weeks, and kicking off on Ida Hobbit Day, the City of Banyul is organising an exhibition at their Ivanhoe Library and Cultural Hub, and they've got a lovely gallery space there, and they're going to organise an exhibition called We Are, And we are is we are celebrating. We are celebrating you being yourself. And what the City of Banyule is asking you to do is to post a photo or a sculpture or an artwork right. that somehow expresses your identity. Now, I've sent mine in already this morning, and I am a newly formed grandmother.
Congratulations.
My granddaughter is 12 weeks this week, and wow. I've posted a photo of me cuddling my one-week-old granddaughter as a proud grandmother nice. And proud trans woman. It'll be wonderful to have that on display in the library. All you have to do is upload your photo, and it could, as long as you can photograph something, you can upload it, and the City of Banyule will print it and exhibit it at this Fantastic. Exhibition, kicking off on Eidehopit Day at the Ivanhoe Library and Art Gallery.
And people have got a few weeks to try and get that done, because the entries don't close until 5 p.m. on the 19th of April. So
yeah, that's right.
If you do want to take a picture, you've got two weeks to try and get that picture perfected.
Or 2 weeks to find one that you've already taken.
And then get it uploaded.
Find one that you're happy with and you've already taken. That's often my
They really
problem.
Are doing some great stuff, aren't they, the City of Banyule?
Yeah. Oh, look, yeah, and it's not limited to those couple of events. No. They do this stuff all the time. They were fabulous in marriage equality, plebiscite, and all of that.
So just before we go, give the listeners, there's a couple of things that you want them to attend or to support. So just tell us about those again.
So it's Golden Rainbow. There's a coffee morning every fortnight, starting again on the 11th of April.
But not on Anzac Day.
Thank you, Macca. And it's 13 Daphne Crescent, Belfield, in the Four Change Cafe, a lovely little cafe, social enterprise cafe. The other one is we want you to, if you can, come this afternoon to hear the fabulous Key Change Choir and have some of the delicious trans flag cake for Transgender Day of Visibility, and that's at Stephanie's Cafe, 115 Lower Plenty Road, Rosanna. And the final thing is upload a lovely selfie or some artwork to the We Are website at the City of Banyule.
Great. Michelle, thank you for making the journey in here. Thank you for your work. And, you know, please just pass on to everyone at Transgender Victoria, you know, our support, and that, you know, you're always welcome on Saturday Magazine. And
enjoy the cake this afternoon.
And enjoy the cake.
We will.
Always
love having a sing too. So.
Bit of a sing and a bit of cake. So thank you. You know, stay with it.
Thank you very much, Macca and Paul, for having me. It's always a pleasure to come on air with you.
It's a pleasure to have you in here.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
We're going to say goodbyes now, Macca.
We're going to say them now, okay.
So we're going to say thank you to all the guests we've had on Saturday Magazine today.
Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, who is stepping down as Lord Mayor sometime...
End of June.
In June. Peter Khalil, the Federal Member for Wills for the Australian Labor Party. We actually spoke to him for longer than we thought and touched on a few issues. Georgie Purcell, Member of Parliament in the Upper House for the Animal Justice Party on animal welfare, or what some people call duck hunting. I just call it duck murder. Anne-Marie, a journalist and social philosopher, her new book, Crimes of the Cross, and Michelle McNamara from Transgender Victoria on some events coming up and the great work of the City of Banyule.
Stay tuned. Coming next, we have got Word for Word, where our guest is Jordana Ezra. So listen to that and have a great weekend.
And be back next week. Thank you for listening. If you're not a Joy member, you bloody well should be. And, of course, just remember, later in June we have Radiothon coming up, which is very, very important to Joy's ongoing viability and survival. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.